fighting for America.
I believe in the power of millions of courageous conservatives rising up to reignite the promise of America. And that is why I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
Fighting for Idaho.
Get over your temper tantrum, Mr. President. It's time that we work together with our Israeli friends and try to stem this tide of ISIS.
Fighting for you.
What are we doing here? We're putting rules in statute to define medical practice. You guys want to be doctors? Be careful.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, no one likes to go to the doctor, including me. Look, I like my guy, my doctor there, Dr. Weiss, and as we know, a couple weeks ago I spent some time in the ER at good old St. Luke's, and we'll probably have a blog about that coming up. Very exciting at 580kido.com. By the way, Don Hutt passing away, BSU legend. More details at 580kido.com. But is there an alternative to, you know, the doctors that you see in the hospital and everywhere else? And is there a home for those folks here in the state of Idaho? Joining us now is Dr. Karen Cross to discuss this. Dr. Cross, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Now, you are a naturopathic physician. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm a board-certified family nurse practitioner, and I also have my doctorate in naturopathy. I've had a total of 8 years of medical training and over 20 years of direct patient care experience.
Now, what is that? Because, you know, we might see this or hear this. What's the difference between what you do and what people do, let's say, when they go to an MD?
Sure. It's very close. I can assess and diagnose, and in my case, I can actually prescribe because I am a family nurse practitioner, but I mostly practice as a naturopath, which uses herbs, vitamins, minerals, a lot of education about lifestyle, diet, reducing stress, exercise, and can really help almost any health condition through a natural approach.
Okay. What do you say to people that are saying, well, the only way we can, you know, get treated is by, you know, getting the prescription medicine? Why have this natural alternative?
Well, because it works, frankly.
Okay.
As a family nurse practitioner in trenched in the traditional medical system for 15 years, I was in family practice seeing everything from babies to the elderly, and I did prescribe a lot of drugs. And people really didn't get better. They would have side effects. You would have to prescribe another drug to counteract the particular side effects from the first one, and before you know it, they're on 5 to 6 medications. And that's when I became enthralled in naturopathy, learning that the body has an incredible ability to heal if given the right nutrients. And so I've been able to have people get off their diabetes drugs, hypertension drugs, high cholesterol drugs through herbs, lifestyle, and vitamins and minerals, and it's actually worked very well.
It seems, again, we take a look at this, and it seems to be the only thing that the only alternative is that we are hooked on the drugs.
Unfortunately, that's pushed by the drug companies and even the medical doctors. When I was in practice, we were absolutely catered to by the drug companies, and they would give us trips and they would provide us meals and they would tell us all about their drugs, and we go, sure, that sounds great. And we had no time to actually read the studies, and so we would just prescribe. That's just sort of the way that works.
And it's a big business.
Absolutely. Multi-billion-dollar.
So where are we now with HB 181? What's going on there, and why should people that are listening to 580KIDO be concerned about it?
They should definitely be concerned because our rights for health care choices are being taken away by this bill. It's sort of similar to Obamacare, where we were promised if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And that's what's being promised with this bill, and this is absolutely not the case. This is a bill that is going on the Senate floor tomorrow for a vote, and we as naturopaths are fighting this very hard. What the problem is, there's about 5 to 10 other naturopaths that have actually sponsored this bill, and they want to form a fraternity or a monopoly, so to speak, that says if you've gone to one of 5 schools, then you can be a naturopath. If you have not, then you are out. So that leaves hundreds of us very well-educated and experienced naturopaths out, and it criminalizes us. It would be a misdemeanor for us to call ourselves doctors and to market ourselves as doctors of naturopathy, and it's discriminatory.
Why do you think they're doing this?
I think really it boils down to money. You know, naturopathy is alive and well in Idaho, and I'm extremely busy, and my colleagues are extremely busy. So I'm wondering if perhaps you people gravitate to those of us that are really good and that care and have a compassion for our patients. And perhaps, you know, if there's only 5 to 10 that knocks 80 or 100 of us out, then there would be a lot less choice, and then people would have no choice but to see them. It's sort of like saying if you're not employed with St. Luke's, you know, then you're out of the medical system. You could only go to St. Luke's. And for a lot of people, that's just not a good choice. You want to have, nothing against St. Luke's, but it's good to have choice.
Indeed. So how do you think this is all going to play out? What will happen to you if this bill passes?
If this bill passes, basically the rest of us naturopaths who did not belong to this fraternity or monopoly go to these special schools will basically be out of business. We will be charged with a misdemeanor if we continue to call ourselves doctor. The other side, I'm quite sure, will say, well, you have to make sure you're going to a real doctor and not a fake doctor, and pretty soon the public will fear, and, you know, it's just... It's all about the lobbyists. They have a full-time paid lobbyist, and that's why this bill has gotten as far as it had. And they amended it just a few days ago and allowed exactly 3 chiropractors to be grandfathered in because they had a paid lobbyist. And the rest of us have been jumping up and down, screaming and yelling and writing letters and making phone calls, and our voices aren't being heard.
So a chiropractor falls into this as well?
Only if they have special training, naturopathic training, but the 3 chiropractors that have been grandfathered in have had that training similar to what I have had, Dr. Michael Karfeldt has had, other naturopaths, but yet we're out and they're in because they worded the amendment so special that because they had a lobbyist, so of course they had legal, you know, help in wording that bill. So not all chiropractors are in, just these particular 3.
Let's go to the phones, and we go to, before we get to Lyndon Emmett, Dr. Carlspett, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. What can we do for you and your thoughts on this issue?
Well, I totally agree with Karen Cross. The implications of this, as you mentioned, is that if we then call ourselves a naturopathic doctor, I've been in clinical practice for 27 years, have a large practice here in Meridian, Idaho, and all of a sudden I'm stripped of my title and then going to be charged with a misdemeanor if I call myself a doctor. And I just think that that's outrageous. And letting legislation then pick a winner between 2 groups, saying that you guys are legitimate because you belong to this fraternity, you went to these Ivy League schools, and you other people, you aren't. This bill is not because of anything bad that happened to the public. There's no protection of the public in regards to this bill. It is just to pick a winner and say that these people are better than you guys, which can be argued in many ways.
So that would be a disservice to your patients because you couldn't treat them, right?
Exactly. What happens... I mean, I look upon it as actually eliminating then the richness of naturopathy in the state. These people, they go to schools that have then it's a standardized program. So each one is going to be educated in a similar fashion. So when you do one of them, you've pretty much gone to all of them. So you don't really have a choice as to what would be the best course of treatment. Right now we have different naturopathic doctors with different trainings. So if one doesn't work, you can go to someone else that might be more efficient at helping you. And by eliminating us that have these different trainings, we eliminate then those healthcare choices.
Dr. Carlspett, we appreciate it. Let's continue on. We go to Linda in Emmett at 580 KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning,
Glad to hear you're back from vacation.
Glad to be back.
I missed you last week.
I missed you. Don't tell Mrs. Miller.
No, I won't. I promise. The business with homeopathic medicine it has been widely used since, probably the 12th century or something, way back when you and I were toddling around the earth trying to figure out what it was. And I worked in the medical field for a long time. I've seen doctors that know what they're doing. They care for their patients. They care about their patients. And you get a good rapport with that doctor, and you've got a doctor for life. When I moved up here to Idaho in 03, I came from seeing a doctor who, you know, hi, how are you? How's the family? Blah, 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 blah. And I have found the same thing. The gentleman I see is a physician's assistant.
Well, what happens if they take that away? Are you urging people to pass this House bill thing? HB 181?
I think that would not be a very good idea.
Hmm. Well, that's a good one. Thank you for that, Linda.
Okay, dear. Bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Cross, let's get back to this. Is this going to put you out of business?
It will definitely decrease my business. The only reason why it would not put me in particular out of business is because I have that family nurse practitioner license. However, there is a wide variety of choices of family nurse practitioners in Idaho, and I'm just one of those. And people don't see me because of that. They see me because I'm a naturopath, because I'm a doctor of naturopathy, and I'm very good at it. So it would almost put me out of business, yes.
And, you know, we take a look at this. I'm just trying to figure this out. You know, the medicine and prescriptions are big business. And if you threaten that with coming up with alternatives, you find yourself apparently in the crosshairs.
This is true. This is a little bit more complex in that it's a group of natural health care providers. One small group is pitted against the rest of us. So, you know, they want to have rights to prescribe medicine, and they want to have rights to do minor surgeries. And if you ask me, a true naturopath doesn't need to rely on prescriptions. We don't need to do minor surgeries. I mean, a true naturopath can use nature, can use things that grow from the earth, herbs, vitamins, minerals, water, air. That's what's used to heal the body. And this small group of naturopaths pushing this legislation through just wants to basically put the rest of us out.
Dr. Cross, if people want to get involved to help your fight, what can they do? What would you urge them to do?
Absolutely. Thank you. They need to call their senators today. This is going for a second reading in the Senate floor today. It will go for a third reading tomorrow and likely be discussed and even voted on tomorrow. So all of the senators need to be called, emailed. If you can go down to the Capitol and talk to somebody in person and tell them you want to have HB 181 killed, voted down, because you want to keep your health care choices alive and well in Idaho.
All right. To Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I support naturopaths greatly because when I first came up here from Southern California, I constantly was diagnosed with, with a cold. And it wasn't a cold, and it was a naturopath who discovered I just had some allergies and take care of this. And they kept prescribing me things from the doctors. And they always prescribed me the same stuff and did the same exact thing and never made the other diagnosis. So I support them highly. We've gone mostly natural all the way, and I've been healthier and stronger than I have in the past. And I'm 66 now and doing great. And I look at other people who are on all the meds, and they're suffering because of it. So I highly appreciate what they do.
All right, Patriot Ray. God bless.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back. Thank you, Patriot Ray. More coming up. Dr. Cross, please stand by. Your call's next at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. 19 after 8, let's get you to work safe.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Dr. Karen Cross with Kevin Miller here at 580-KIDO, talking about HB 181. We go back to the phones, talking about naturopathic medicine. We go to Jennifer in Boise. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead, please.
You know, this is a really interesting topic, and I've read through part of the Senate Bill 1369. Is that what you're also discussing? Because I'm not sure of the other title, the HB 181. Are they the same thing?
Dr. Cross?
They're not the same thing.
Okay. Well, I've only heard just a bit of this program, but, you know, I have a pretty strong opinion about the idea of excluding naturopaths who have been formally educated and yet not an exclusive list of, you know, schools approved by this particular committee. So I guess I was looking at the wrong bill, but I have been listening to the program. And I guess an analogy that comes to mind to me would be like saying we're going to strip several Idaho doctors of their licenses because they went to a place like the University of Miami or Howard University instead of, you know, Cornell Medical School or Harvard Medical School. It's really saying, you know, unless you can afford to go to some of the larger schools that grant a license of naturopathic doctor, we're going to strip you of your license, and that doesn't make any sense to me, just on a cursory, you know, understanding of the topic. Am I hearing it right?
Absolutely. You're right on about that. And really, like Dr. Michael Karlfeldt said before, that the four or five schools that are, quote, approved under this bill are all very similar. They have the same program. So you're getting a cookie-cutter doctor, so to speak, the white bread of doctors. And if you see any one of them, you've basically seen them all. So I've been educated differently, and I have different background than Dr. Michael does, and all the other hundreds of naturopaths. There's a wide variety of specialties, and you're just cutting out all of those choices for Idahoans by approving this bill.
Well, and also from a personal perspective, you know, I have chronic health conditions I've been dealing with for 20 years, and I've spent over $100,000 after insurance on allopathic, traditional Western medicine, and it hadn't worked. And until I started seeing naturopaths, I had chronic pain, headaches, fatigue, a lot of stuff that no allopathic doctor could ever sort out. They were baffled. They said, we can't help you. One just said, I'm sorry you have bad bodyitis, kind of jokingly, but, you know, he was frustrated after years of testing, and I thought I was going to run out of blood with all the tests. And, you know, naturopaths have proved with natural supplementation, natural approaches to the body that have been used for thousands of years, you know, long before Western medicine exists. I personally have had more success with naturopaths. And, you know, you mentioned Dr. Karlfeldt. Well, I have a girlfriend who is having seizures, who is having loss of body, you know, ability to move. It looks like stroke symptoms, numbness down the side, inability to move parts of her body. She thought she had MS, and here in the Valley, Western medicine was not able to treat her. They had no idea what was going on. You know, she's a mother of three kids, stay-at-home mom. She was unable to meet the needs of her family, just falling down and collapsing, and she thought she was going to die. And Dr. Karlfeldt has given her life back through his naturopathic treatment modalities.
That's great news, Jennifer. Thank you for the call. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Let's go to Emmett and Max. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Kevin.
Good morning.
I think it's not a good idea for the state to get into judging. I think that consumers need to be able to make an informed choice. What makes sense to me is that practitioners they use whatever title or degree they are granted by the institution that they went to, but also so that consumers can make an informed choice, that practitioners be required to display exactly what their credentials are in a prominent way. That way, everybody knows what they're doing.
Dr. Cross, what do you think?
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And I have four diplomas sitting right behind my desk as we speak, where the patients are in the office and they can see my credentials, they can look up the schools, they can see my certifications. It's a wonderful idea. We're all well educated, we're all trained, we all have experience, and to tell us that we can't be doctors is ridiculous.
Max, thank you for the call. Let's go to Cindy in Boise at 580-KIDO. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I absolutely believe in naturopathic medicine. I had a horrible experience up until about 10 years ago. My whole life, I spent tens of thousands of dollars with Western medicine. I went to a naturopath. They mixed up a remedy for me, and I was on it for 10 and a half months, and I have not an issue. And I am so thankful for naturopathic medicine. Western medicine has never helped me. And I know there's a use for it for certain things, but for me, it never worked. And so I'm grateful for the naturopaths, and I don't want that changed.
All right, Cindy, thank you for the call. To John in Boise for Dr. Karen Cross with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, John.
Yeah, obviously, Karen, you probably carry malpractice insurance for all that you do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay, so that's probably worth $1 million to anybody who comes to see you. I had a family member who had chronic nosebleeds, a young man. Went to the doctors. They said, in 2 weeks, bring him in. We'll do a full blood workup. You know, there's a couple $1,000s, and we'll see what's wrong. I went to a naturopath who said, well, does he eat his green vegetables? I said, he hates green vegetables. He never eats spinach, broccoli, anything green. He hates it. Well, have him eat some green vegetables. The vitamin that's in green vegetables cured the problem.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's an alternative to fighting against the big monster. Find out who the big monster is, walk in the door, look at his name on the wall, and say, oh, thank you, Doc. I'm going somewhere else.
Oh, great point, John. Thank you. Let's quickly go to Penny. Penny, good morning. You're with Kevin Miller and Dr. Cross at 580KIDO.
Hi, Dr. Cross and Kevin. Thank you for covering this topic this morning. I just wanted to say that I am definitely against this bill and have put in, sent emails against it. I strongly hope it does not pass. I have personally received help from Dr. Cross that I have not received elsewhere. And after, you know, dealing with symptoms that have impacted my functionality for a long time, I am feeling so much better after following her protocol.
Well, thank you for sharing. Dr. Cross, we appreciate it. You take care of yourself, and please come back, and we want to know the status of this legislation.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thanks for having me on today.
All right. You take care. It is 8:32. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
580KIDO, Tway Travel, and Miniger Auto Body have something special coming in April. Details soon on 580KIDO.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Coming up, more of your phone calls. But first, we're going to go to Matthew Scott, joining us from the Boise Tiny House Association with something you can do to help out some folks in need. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm all right. So let's talk a little bit about this fundraiser coming up that is really going to hit home and help people without homes get them.
Yes, sir. It is Kleiner Park on Saturday the 28th from 11 to 3 o'clock. And we're having all kinds of things, face painting, games, live music, barbecue, of course. Fun for all.
Well, what does the name Tiny House mean when most of us think of this? You know, we think of something that is kind of trend-setting across the nation, but for people that aren't into it right now and just listening for the first time here at 580KIDO, tell us a little bit about your group and what they do and actually these tiny houses.
Well, basically, a tiny house in our version and is a small house on wheels, and it allows people to downsize. It also allows them to move the house, whereas if you have one on a foundation, it's pretty impossible. And the difference is with the foundation, you have to go by all the building codes, and some of them can be pretty extensive and hard to follow. But with a with something on wheels, you go to the DMV, get a license plate and a sticker, and you have a RV. The tiny houses, housing first, is an attack on the homelessness that has worked throughout the country, whereas the old systems have not worked. Housing first is basically supplying someone with a house or a home or an apartment or any kind of habitation where they can, any kind of shelter. And this is kind of impossible with virtually no affordable housing in Boise at the time and possibly five people for every vacancy. So where do those other four people go?
And these are actual homes. How big are they?
Well, they're kind of small. They're kind of like a bedroom, and they're meant to be parked on a property with a central community house with showers and kitchen and gathering place. So they're big enough for a queen size bed and a little storage in the loft, a composting toilet, which has been approved. We are following basically the model that Occupy Madison. If any of the folks want to Google that, Occupy Madison started this a couple years ago, and they've got four little houses on a property that had an old service station, and they remodeled that, and they're going to have just a micro community. And I think that's where we're headed with tiny houses, because then you have a small enough community, and you can get 10 of these or 8 or 10 of these on the same size property. You'd have one. Three-bedroom, two-bath house.
Sure, and if people want to help, what can they do again this Saturday?
Well, they can come to the picnic and give us their support. There's a suggested – the picnic is free. There's a suggested donation of $10 to help us raise some funds to finish this first one. And they can also go on to the Internet to IdahoTinyHouse.com. And we have a Facebook page. From there, they can find the Facebook page. They can find the Meetup page where we have volunteers. And we would like to have some volunteers this Saturday to help us with the picnic if any of your listeners would like to do that. There is contact information on the website and on the Facebook page. My phone number is all over there, 570-3808.
Matthew, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, sir. I appreciate you putting me on your show and helping with this very good cause.
And that's Kleiner Park this Saturday. What time should people get there?
Well, 11 to 3, anytime. Okay. You can drift in and out, but... if you want to catch all of the live music and all the festivities, come at 11 and stay till 3.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to TPB with KM at 580 KIDO. Good morning.
Well, it's nice to have you back, Kim, and I sure have missed you the last week.
Well, I had to go back to the east of the Great River, your homeland, and I did some background checking on you.
And did you find anything important?
Nothing that I can reveal over the airwaves, sir.
Well, let me tell you, I go to a naturopathic doctor, and I've been seeing him for a couple of years. He's really helped my arthritis, where other regular doctors have not been able to help me at all. I want to know why our legislature wants to take away our freedom of choice as to which doctor we want to go to. You know, I'd like to know, you know, who lobbied for this bill and what advantage they're going to gain if it passes. There has to be a money trail here somewhere. Making decisions like this, which doctors we can go to and which ones we cannot, it's no different than what Obamacare has done to us. You know, are you sure this is happening in Idaho, the reddest of the red states, as our governor says?
Wow.
You know, I guess, you know, we shouldn't be surprised, you know, at this bill. You know, these are the same legislators who gave us the state health care exchange, and those costs continue to go up every year. So I'd like to know what's going to happen with the cost for doctors. I'm just tired of seeing all of these lobbyists get in there and put these bills out there when there are so many more important things to talk about.
Now, remember,
we're the reddest of the red state in the United States of America. Let's stay that way. Thank you.
You know, you have to agree with me. It's a joke. That is really a joke. We need to get the legislators to stop meddling in our freedom of choice. and start working on real problems, like instituting a real constitutional carry or getting rid of Common Core. I'm just tired of all of them.
Tea Party Bob, Jump State Patriot, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
You too. Let's go to the phones. We continue on. Let's go to Mrs. Pro-Life with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO.
Hello. Hey, my senator voted for licensing of midwives, and that was a fascist deal there, too, and now he regrets it. He didn't think it would be forced. Well, of course licensing is going to be forced, and follow the money trail. It's always a certain group that wants to make more money. And, you know, government causing monopolies is just not the way to go. And I'm going to be calling my senator. This is ridiculous. I think that we have fascism is alive and well in Idaho. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you're just full of good news.
I know. I just every time I call in, I say wonderful things.
My goodness. Well, thank you.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what's going on there. We go to Elise. Good morning. You're with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, ma'am. Hello?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to, first off, thank you for talking about this today. It's a very important issue because it's not just about medical care and naturopathic doctors, and I think some people maybe have lost that perspective. What it's really about is about liberty and freedom of choice in health care here in Idaho. And I just wanted to clarify a few things. Some folks have asked about who's behind this and why is this bill coming up? Why is it coming up so late in the session? And really, big healthcare is behind this. If you follow the trail, it's being supported by and the lobbyists that are supporting it are Larry Benton and Chris Ellis. And so they have gotten some senators who have in the past said that they're conservative, like Senator Hagedorn, to drink the Kool-Aid. And really, it's fabulous that we've heard all these stories about Dr. Cross and all these naturopathic doctors that have helped us, and I'm one of those people. I've probably referred 20 people to Dr. Cross because that's how much I trust her and the care that she's taken for me and other patients. I could tell you my story, but I think it's important that we know that this is really a story about corruption. Senator Hagedorn, he circumvented the system, and he pushed for this bill to come out of amending orders on the Senate floor, which is not the way that our legislative process is set up. And it's really, really sad that there's not been a hearing about this bill. Dr. Cross hasn't been able to testify. Dr. Carl Felt, I haven't been able to. Nobody's been able to go down to the State House and speak up for their rights. So we need to use the process that we have right now, which is to contact any legislators that you know personally, but especially anybody on the Health and Welfare Committee. Senator Fred Martin, I would really encourage people to contact Senator Fred Martin and Senator Tippett. Those two folks have a lot of sway, and I believe that they need to speak out on this issue and to kind of be called to account.
Elise, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day, ma'am. Let's go to Matt in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Hey, I don't know much about this bill. I don't know much about it at all. I just know that I just wanted to say that I always back Butch Otter and everything he does. Especially with the gay marriage here and everything. He's a great man and he does a great job. I don't know much about our senators, but I just wanted to call in and, you know, give some praise to our Republicans here. They do a great job here in this state. So.
Well, Matt, appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Praise for Governor Otter.
We're the reddest of the red state in the United States of America.
Let's stay that way. Thank you.
All right. Right on. It is 42 in Caldwell. You're listening to Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Time for travel.
580-KIDO, Tway Travel, and Mittiger Auto Body have something special coming in April. Details soon on 580-KIDO.
Good morning once again. Kevin Miller in the morning. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, and You love the beer. Why not go to America on Tap? That's at the Ford Idaho Center in Nampa. That's Saturday. Lots of craft brews to choose from. Don't fight the crowds. Go out to the Ford Idaho Center. It'll be a great time. Many craft beers to choose from. I'm a teetotaler, as you know, but a lot of people are into that. And if you are, why not get away from all the hassles and check it out? By the way, you can go to our website, 580kido.com, for more details. Also, some good stories there that'll inspire you, provoke you, and get you rolling here at 580KIDO. Do want to remind you as well that we are going to have a big announcement coming up concerning this program and, again, our attempt to make it better for you. No need to worry. Nothing major is going to happen, but we are doing our very best, like going to the schools and, you know, the Miller's Mission and everything else to bring you some additional perspectives. That's coming up. We do want to thank Tway Travel and Miniger Auto Body for that. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Time 43 in Star, Idaho. Keep it here at 580KIDO. And if you need to get in touch with me, the best way is friend me on Facebook, like the Kevin Miller Show on Facebook. That's how a lot of people book their appearances, by sending me a message. I'm always there. Love to hear from you. And if you love the Twitter, so do I, Kevin Miller Show on Twitter. Appreciate you listening. Blessed to be a part of your day. Humbled by that. Good day. God bless. And for my friend Cindy, driving around, keep the faith.